I've spent a lot of time in the Muslim world, of course, and Pakistan is one of my, you know, favorite countries, and I've come across, you know, more than my share of really thuggish, demagogic imams and mullahs who, you know, try to keep girls from going to school, who believe that a girl should be killed if she, you know, has an eye on some boy or some boy has an interest in her. I mean, just really people who just, you know, infuriate me. But I remember, you know, but a certain amount of this is also embedded coming from culture rather than religion. And it's very hard right. to disentangle them. And I remember in Pakistan once, you know, interviewing a woman who had secretly married the man she loves, and now her family was trying to kill her. And in fact, her father and two brothers had kidnapped her. They locked her up in the hut, and they were just debating whether to murder her, which is what one brother wanted, or whether to sell her to the brothels in Karachi, which is what another brother wanted to do. And she, while they were deciding for a few days, she baked some chapati for them with sleeping powder inside and then escaped. But she was not a Muslim. She was a Christian. And she was a member of that Christian minority. And it was just a reminder to me that these views that are just so horrific and, you know, antagonistic that we sort of assume are emerging from the Quran, that Muslims may regard, you know, those sort of more fanatical Muslims may regard them as Islamic, but that Christians in those places practice them as well, and that it's just a lot more complicated than it may seem at first.